In our reading through the Minor Prophets, we come this morning to Obadiah. Obadiah has but one chapter. In that sense, it doesn't have a chapter at all. It's just one book, and we're going to read it all this morning. It will not take as long as you might imagine. Obadiah, well, we know nothing about him except his name. His book does not come with a biography. It's even difficult to tell when he writes or when he speaks. But his name means the servant of the Lord. Not an unusual name in the Old Testament. There are half a dozen other Obadiahs. The value, then, of his message rests on his continued statement, "The Lord has spoken." And so it's not his fame or his prominence, but rather it is the very word of God. The purpose of the prophecy was to warn the nation Edom of God's imminent judgment on them for their inhuman crimes against his people Judah. Now the Edomites were relatives of a sort. They were the descendants of Esau, the twin brother of Jacob. But they were throughout the history of Israel one of their most bitter and implacable foes. Edom usually represents not just a nation in the scripture, but really all the enmity and the antagonism of the world against the people of God. Their opposition culminates, in the scriptures at least, with that half-Edomite, half-Jew by the name of Herod, who seeks to kill the infant Christ. But Edom's ultimate destruction, in spite of their confidence in their mountain fortress, as you'll hear in the reading, witnesses to the complete fulfillment of Christ's, or rather of Obadiah's prophecy and the faithfulness of God's judgment. The message for us is this. You might think, hey, it's written so long ago, you don't know anything about the guy. He's writing to a nation that's long gone, and he's writing to Israel to hear, what's it have to do with me? Well, the God that we worship is the Lord of history. The evil acts of any nation, the scripture tells us, invites his divine judgment. But there's also hope in this book, because Obadiah concludes by saying, "The kingdom shall be the Lord's." We need to look beyond the chaos, the calamity of our own day, and we need to catch a glimpse of the prophet's vision. We pray regularly, each Sunday and often, "Thy kingdom come." And when we speak those words, we give expression to the same hope that Obadiah had, that beyond the crises of history, God's kingdom of peace will eventually be established in the world. And when the church, when God's people suffer at the hands of God's enemies, we need to renew our faith in a just God, the God of Obadiah. He cares for his persecuted people. And behind their present circumstance, he's always at work to save them. Reading then the book of Obadiah. Hear now the word of the Lord. "Thus says the Lord God concerning Edom, we have heard a report from the Lord, and a messenger has been sent among the nations. Rise up, let us rise up against her for battle. Behold, I will make you small among the nations. You shall be utterly despised. The pride of your heart has deceived you, you who live in the clefts of the rock in your lofty dwelling, who say in your heart, 'Who will bring me down to the ground?' Though you soar aloft like the eagle, though your nest is set among the stars, from there I will bring you down, declares the Lord. If thieves came to you, if plunderers came by night, oh, how you have been destroyed. Would they not steal only enough for themselves? If grape gatherers came to you, would they not leave gleanings? How Esau has been plundered, his treasure sought out. All your allies have driven you to your border. Those at peace with you have deceived you. They have prevailed against you. Those who eat your bread have set a trap beneath you. You have no understanding. Will I not on that day, declares the Lord, destroy the wise men out of Edom and understanding out of Mount Esau? O you mighty men shall be destroyed, O Teman. so that every man from Mount Esau will be cut off by slaughter. Because of the violence you have done to your brother Jacob, shame shall cover you, and you shall be cut off forever. On the day that you stood aloof, on the day that strangers carried off his wealth and foreigners entered his gates and cast lots for Jerusalem, you were like one of them. But do not gloat over the day of your brother, in the day of his misfortune. Do not rejoice over the people of Judah in the day of their ruin. Do not boast in the day of distress. Do not enter the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Do not gloat over his disaster in the day of his calamity. Do not loot his wealth in the day of his calamity. Do not stand on the crossroads to cut off his fugitives. Do not hand over his survivors in the day of distress. For the day of the Lord is near upon all the nations. As you have done it, it shall be done to you. Your deeds shall return on your own head. For as you have drunk on my holy mountain, so all the nations shall drink continually. They shall drink and swallow and shall be as though they had never been. But in Mount Zion there shall be those who escape, and it shall be holy. And the house of Jacob shall possess their own possessions. The house of Jacob shall be a fire, the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau stubble. And they shall burn them and consume them, and there shall be no survivor for the house of Esau. For the Lord has spoken. Those of the Negev shall possess Mount Esau, and those of the Shephelah shall possess the land of the Philistines. They shall possess the land of Ephraim and the land of Samaria, and Benjamin shall possess Gilead. The exiles of this host of the people of Israel shall possess the land of the Canaanites as far as Zarephath. And the exiles of Jerusalem, who are in the Sephath, shall possess the cities of the Negev. Saviors shall go up to Mount Zion to rule Mount Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. Are these words fulfilled? You've all taken a visit to Edom. If you've watched the movie Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, the last scenes are set in the Red Rose City of Petra. That's not a Hollywood backdrop, that's the real deal. Empty buildings in the midst of the deserts of Jordan that used to be Edom. Empty. God is a God of his word, and he will keep it. For that we give thanks.